Pew Research, Deporting Illegal Aliens is Top Priority for GOP Voters. By John Binder on March 29, 2019. Ending illegal immigration to the United States is the top priority for Republican voters in terms of increasing the American quality of life, a new survey finds. In the latest comprehensive survey conducted by Pew Research Center, about 65% of GOP voters said the highest priority of the Republican Party should be ending illegal immigration and reducing the illegal alien population currently living in the U.S. Mass illegal and unchecked immigration to the country has stagnated U.S. wages for decades while redistributing the wealth of America's working and middle class to higher income earners. The Pew Research survey reveals Republican voters, by a majority, view illegal immigration as a burden to their quality of life that will impact future generations. Nationwide, there are roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the country. As Department of Homeland Security, DHS, data has revealed, once illegal aliens resettle in the U.S., the overwhelming majority are never deported. In terms of wage stagnation, research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine has discovered that the country's mass illegal and legal immigration policy, where more than 1.5 million foreign nationals are admitted every year, shifts about $500 billion in wages away from working and middle-class Americans toward new rivals and economic elites. Mass immigration, whether legal or illegal, puts downward pressure on Americans' wages, researchers have repeatedly noted. Every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of an American worker's occupation reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%, researcher Stephen Camerata has found. This means the average native-born American worker today has their weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. In a state like Florida, where immigrants make up about 25.4% of the labor force, American workers have their weekly wages reduced by perhaps more than 12.5%. In California, where immigrants make up 34% of the labor force, American workers' weekly wages are reduced by potentially 17%. Likewise, every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of low-skilled U.S. occupations reduces wages by about 0.8%. Should 15% of low-skilled jobs be held by foreign-born workers, it would reduce the wages of native-born American workers by perhaps 12%. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.